All right, greetings everyone. This is Chris Dixon, and I am back with another episode and discussion here on the Tunnel Vision Podcast. Hope all is well with everyone. On today's episode, this is going to be a book review on Simon's Necronomicon spell book. Simon, who's real name is Peter Levinda, but he goes by the name Simon. His particular Necronomicon spell book came out in 1977, and pretty much the Necronomicon is based around ancient Sumerian magic. Okay. Dealing with a lot of the ancient gods of Sumeria. And there's pretty much two versions of the Necronomicon. Of course, you have Simon's version that came out in 1977. And then you have H.P. Lovecraft's version that came out in the 1920s. On into the 1930s, and his version of the Necronomicon is also known as the Cthulhu mythos. So he pretty much touched base on some of the other Sumerian gods known as the Great Old Ones, so to speak. And Simon, he touched base on the 50 names of Marduk, okay, which are other Sumerian gods. But it was originally written by this Arab named Abdul Al-Hazred in the 8th century, who went by the nickname the Mad Arab, so to speak. But it was originally written by this particular Arab guy, so to speak. And pretty much just, you know, years later, you know, Simon and H.P. Lovecraft just pretty much just, you know, brought it to the surface and, you know, pretty much just gave their perspectives and, you know, their themes on the mythology, so to speak, or mythologies, all right? But Simon's version of the Necronomicon is beginner-friendly. I highly recommend this for beginners and people who are just starting out on this path and are new to working with spirits. Simon's Necronomicon is excellent to start out with. Far as H.P. Lovecraft's Necronomicon, those particular gods are a little bit more potent, so to speak. Not too much beginner friendly, you know, so to speak. They're very challenging to work with. So I recommend, you know, Simon's Necronomicon first, you know. Then, you know, as you work with them, you know, and continue to evolve and improve, you know, in your work and, you know, gain experience, you know, then you can, of course, you know, transition on into, you know, working with the Cthulhu, you know, mythos, if you choose to. But don't let that stop you from, you know, reading H.P. Lovecraft's work. But they are, you know, very challenging, you know, to work with. You know, almost equivalent to the spirits of the Kalipoth, so to speak. So just take that into consideration. But the 50 names of Marduk, those particular spirits are more beginner friendly. I've seen good results, you know, working with some of them in my work. All right. But I just want to go a little bit into this book a little bit. I'm going to read the brief description that's on the actual back of the book. Master the Power, since it was written by the mad Arab Abdul al-Hazred in the 8th century, the fabled Necronomicon has been a source of dread. But this mighty power is invoked by this eldritch tome are really long forgotten psychic abilities from the depths of the human soul, forces of darkness and light, able to affect the most basic needs and desires, including love, wealth, peace of mind, and protection against enemies. Many have found Necronomicon's arcane language, eerie instructions, and confusing diagrams too daunting and overwhelming for practical use. But now comes a guide that enables anyone to pick up the book and use this ineluctable power without fear or risk, according to editor Simon. Though great care must always be taken when harnessing primal forces and attaining intimate communication with nature, the heavens, and the kingdom of beasts, the time for sorrow, fear, doubt, and confusion is over. Prepare to become your own master with the legendary magic of ancient mystics. So this book is short and directly to the point, you know, so it goes directly into the spells. You know, of course, given the brief history of how this particular book was published, also goes into the Sumerian mythology of Marduk, which I'm going to read, you know, here shortly. But this particular little spell book, a lot of the complicated approaches and steps, you know, were removed, so it was made into a little bit more easier approach to the magic. So it's very practical. The steps in here are very practical to utilize, because it's really just, you know, the sigils, the names of the spirits, along with what's written about their attributes and personalities and abilities and what they can assist you with. So it's very short, very short descriptions and straight to the point, which is, you know, very good. But to read a little bit more, these spells were originally worked by the mystics of ancient Sumeria, a mysterious civilization that flourished in what is now known as Iraq over 2,000 years before the birth of Christ. No one knows who these Sumerians really were or where they came from. Some say they came from the darkest parts of Africa, where they were a nomadic people. Then suddenly, in less than 100 years, they became a full-fledged agricultural society with cities and farms and beautiful temples that reached to the skies. They gave credit for their awakening to a strange being who came to them from the sea, wearing a divining suit, and who taught them writing, science, agriculture, architecture, and of course, magic. Almost overnight, the Sumerians became a people, working the system of the Necronomicon in their seven-storied temples. They became the most cultured and powerful force in the Middle East. It is their system of magic that has been retained in the Necronomicon. Now, after literally thousands of years, this secret mystical system for winning power, love, and success is made available to everyone. Of course, the original spells were in the Sumerians' own language, but thanks to the team of translators who worked with Simon on the decipherment of the manuscript, we can now understand what these spells were about and how to work them properly in English. But in order to work properly, some Sumerian words have been kept because they are known as words of power. A word of power is a word that contains power in itself, in its very pronunciation, in the sounds that comprise it. It cannot be changed, or else its power would be lost forever. Hence, we have kept the original Sumerian words of power in their original state, with the sounds intact. Some of them may look difficult to pronounce at first, but take it very slowly, and you will derive much benefit from it. These are the words once spoken thousands of years ago in the Sumerian temples to summon cosmic forces of such scope that the mind clearly balks at trying to picture the rituals that must have accompanied them in those days. So take the time and trouble to learn the correct way to pronounce the words you want to use. The effort will pay off a hundredfold when you actually employ your ritual. All right. So if you check out the template video that I did in my previous episode on Solomonic magic, you can pretty much use that same template for the Necronomicon. Just draw out the sigils and then have your written request alongside with it, and that's pretty much all you need. You know, you don't need to make it, you know, complicated. You know, just keep it practical, all right? So check out that template video that I did on Solomonic magic, you know, working with the angels of the Shemha Mephirash and the spirits of the Ars Goetia. Okay, so that's a good template that you can use. But, a couple spirits that I have worked with, and I've worked with a few, but just want to talk briefly about a couple that I've worked with from this particular system. One of the spirits whose name is Shazu, and he's the 18th name of the 50 names of Marduk. And Shazu is good for helping you develop your psychic abilities, along with assisting you with divination, all right? So he's one of the ones that I work with from this particular system. He knows the thoughts of those at a distance as well as those in the vicinity. Nothing is buried in the ground or thrown into the water. But this power is aware. His word of power is Mashanana. Okay, that's his word of power that you can, you know, chant, you know, to invoke him. Or you can simply just chant his name, you know, Shazu. Like Shazu, Shazu, until you start to feel a connection, okay? But he can assist the magician in developing powers of telepathy and ESP, as well as the special abilities of divination, telling past and future, as well as present events through the use of the tarot cards, the I Ching, or any of the thousands of methods in the use since time began. Okay, so he's excellent to work with for your psychic development. The next spirit is the 13th name under Marduk, whose name is Tutu. Silences the weeping and gives joy to the sad and ill at heart. A most benefit name and protector of the household. His word of power is Dirigugim. That's his word of power. But he's good to work with, you know, at helping you develop a peace of mind, dispelling, you know, any type of heavy burdens and negative emotions that you may be feeling. So, you know, chanting his name, you know, you can, you know, tap in and he'll immediately start to go to work on negative emotions and negative thoughts. So he's good to work with for those particular things. But these two are a couple that I have worked with from the Necronomicon and have gotten results. Just wanted to share, you know, briefly some of my experiences working with them. But like I said, this is beginner friendly. You can get this little spell book from eBay, Amazon for very, you know, a very low price, $4-$5, you know what I'm saying? Very affordable to get. That's pretty much all that I had on this particular book. Hope that you all enjoyed it. Whenever you listen to this particular episode, whether it's in the nighttime or day, regardless of your time zone, I hope that, you know, it helped and you got something from it. All right. Until next time, I hope that you all continue to thrive and do well. Continue to stay on top of your spiritual work and your studies. All right. And just take it, you know, one day at a time. All right. Wish you all the best, and I will talk to you all in the next episode. Peace.